From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Nearly every day somewhere in the country, the Stars and Stripes fly low, ordered to half-staff in one of the most significant official gestures of mourning and respect. An Associated Press analysis of proclamations from 50 state governors and the federal government found that American flags were lowered at least someplace during 328 days of 2015. They honored hundreds of people, including slain soldiers, terror attack victims, baseball legend Yogi Berra, and one of the Navajo Code Talkers. Separate from the proclamations that came from the federal government, the Associated Press reports that the state of Missouri ordered the flag to be flown at half-staff last year 12 times, including following the deaths of State Auditor Thomas Schweik and former Truman State President Charles McLean. Flag buffs have noted that such honors have increased over time, and they and other Americans have questioned whether the country has lowered the bar on the lowering of the flag. But while some states tightened rules in recent years, others faced criticism for withholding the tribute. Figures from a survey issued by Creighton University to supply managers in 9 Midwest and Plains states have dropped slightly, but still suggest economic growth ahead. A report issued on Friday says the Mid-American Business Conditions Index hit 50.1 in June. A score of over 50 suggests economic growth. A company is trying once again to build a power line in Missouri for a multi-state wind energy project. On Thursday, Houston-based Clean Line Energy Partners reapplied to build the Grain Belt Express despite earlier rejection from state regulators. The power line would transmit energy from Kansas across northern Missouri and Illinois to Indiana. Missouri utilities would have access to electricity. Governor Jay Nixon said on Wednesday that he supports the project. A group representing Missouri municipal utilities signed up for space on the transmission line in June, but some landowners have said it could hurt farming and property values. The Missouri Public Service Commission last year denied Grain Belt Express's application, citing landowner concerns and questioning the need for the project. Missouri is the only state that has not approved it. Southeast Missouri State University President Carlos Vargas Aburto is set to become a U.S. citizen on the 4th of July. Vargas grew up in Mexico and began his higher education career in the United States in 1985. The Southeast Missourian reports that he will be among those taking the oath of citizenship at a naturalization ceremony on Monday as part of the Great American 4th of July event in downtown Cape Girardeau. Republican United States Senator Roy Blunt will be the guest speaker. Festivities include the presentation of the Spirit of America Award and an evening fireworks show. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.